Okay. You probably want to plug Liverpool Football Club,
absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Phil Moss is on the line. He'll want to plug him as well. Hello, Mossy.
Top of the morning to you, boys.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Morning,
I
Phil.
Out of bed this morning. Yeah. How are you?
Good night. Did you watch the game 3-0 against Bournemouth, Liverpool?
Yeah, back to winning ways, Bray. And look, it's you know, we've come in for a bit of criticism.
Have we?
By two in the last.
We have, right?
Meanwhile, our mate sitting next to you is in the top four for the first time since match day one of the
season.
You know the sad thing, Phil? He predicted this.
Yeah, he did. Well, predicted what?
The change of coach.
Back
would...
to the top four, that they'd end in the top four.
I said they will finish top four. Mm.
Right, the change of coach. Top four.
Your prediction hasn't come true yet.
Yeah, we're not done yet either.
Exactly.
On the march.
Top three.
But look, it's still, Man City have that game in hand tomorrow morning against Chelsea, and they could reclaim top position on the ladder again, even though they have at one extra game in Liverpool.
Could with a capital C, right? Yeah, look, it's a fantastic game, that one. Chelsea bounced back after a drubbing a couple of weeks ago. And they scored five goals last game. But Man City have lost three and won two of their last five against Chelsea and only scored four goals in the process. And Chelsea have won only two out of their nine last visits to the Etihad, six losses and a draw. So it sort of evens itself out, which lends itself to a draw. And that's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict a draw in this one, and call it wishful thinking if you like. But I just think Chelsea may go and cause them some problems based on history. An intriguing game, that one. Spurs take on Leicester as well. They host Leicester. And they've won three out of their last four against Leicester. So you wouldn't imagine Leicester changing their record of only one win in 11 away to London sides. So I think Spurs will get a comfortable win there, although Leicester did hold Liverpool to a draw last week, as we know. So anything's possible in the Premier League. That's why we love it.
Now, hang on a minute. You're tipping a draw between Manchester City and Chelsea at $4.20 at tab.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. All right. Well, that's your heart, not your head. So anyway, just little asterisks next to that one, listeners. Just be aware of that.
I never tip with my heart.
That is a lie. I can't believe you've now told a lie on live radio. Aussies in action. Huddersfield, they were down to Arsenal at home. And the other one that we're looking at, I think he got a few past him too. Three, in fact. Poor old Matty Ryan for Brighton Hove Albion, beaten 3-1 by Burnley.
Yeah, that's right. And he was left. He was hung out to dry, Matty Ryan, really, by his back line. They left him stranded on all three occasions, and couldn't pull the big saves off in this one. But Chris Wood, the New Zealand international, scored two of them. So he would have got extra delight of Kiwi scoring against an Aussie. 26 and 61st minute for Chris Wood. And Aaron Moy, he took part in that game late on the last pass for the own goal. By Kolasinac in that game in the 93rd minute. Nice little through ball from Moy, but pinball in the box, and they caught one. But not looking good for Huddersfield at all. They are rock bottom of the Premier League, and with seemingly no way out, to be honest.
Yeah, in deep relegation zone. A-League this weekend, Sydney FC gave up a 1-0 lead up at Brisbane. Shock loss there, 2-1. Mossy, what went wrong?
Yeah, look, well, the first half and in front of goal went wrong, Ray. It should have been out of sight for Sydney by half time. It wasn't, and you always leave yourself open there. De Silva scored in the 55th minute. So despite all the chances they had in the first half, the first goal didn't come until the 55th. Well taken by De Silva, but then Tobias Mikkelsen and Dylan Wenzel-Holt, who scored an absolute bomb in the 90th minute, to put the result beyond doubt for Brisbane. But look, you've got to give it to Brisbane. They've had a season from hell. Darren Davies, the caretaker coach, has certainly got a tough job up there, taking over from John Aloisi, and Ross Aloisi's departed. So you can't begrudge them getting the 3 points, and they fought to the death. And we all know Brisbane are famous for getting late wins up there at Suncorp Stadium, and they've done it again. So big, big blow for Sydney FC in the premiership race.
How bad are the Mariners? The Wanderers beat them.
Honestly, you talk about dead rubbers. Well, this was... But Western Sydney, it'll be good for their, I guess, their camaraderie, or, you know, put it whatever way you want, but it means very little on the table. But Elrich and Sotirio got the goals. The Mariners just can't buy a trick. And, you know, Mike Mulvey after the game, his post-match presser, I saw some comments that, you know, he thinks they've done exceptionally well the last 7 weeks. But at the end of the day, it is a results-driven business. So they haven't, they've just got nothing to show for it. One win, I think, in that seven-week stretch. But, yeah, so I'm convinced the players in that dressing room couldn't wait, can't wait for the season to end.
Hey, Phil, Melbourne City 1, Adelaide United 1, but the big one is this afternoon.
This is big.
One play 2, Perth Glory versus Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, it should be a cracker. Just on that last one, Melbourne City, Adelaide, the headline out of that is Jamie McLaren scoring his first game for Melbourne City, so that's certainly a great sign for them. But, yeah, all the attention is on this afternoon's match down there in Melbourne, Victory against Perth. Perth hold a 4-point lead over Victory with 9 games left. Big news is Honda's back, whether he starts or comes off the bench, probably the bench if I was a betting man, which you know I'm not, Jimmy.
And, well, you're not. You're tipping Chelsea at 4.20 to draw with Man City.
I want to give our listeners good odds, mate. I want to give them a good bet. That's a good bet. But anyway, back to the business. I'm going to tip a draw in this one. There you go. Just to stay consistent. But the interesting news coming out of Perth this one, in the lead up to this game, is whether Castro is the best import in A-League history. Tony Pignata, the CEO over there at Perth, who was formerly CEO at Sydney, and helped sign Del Piero, has come out and said he thinks Castro is the best import the A-League scene, which is interesting.
Your thoughts?
I disagree. I would go between Thomas Broich and Miloš Ninković for sheer quality. And maybe, you know, I mean, Castro has been outstanding. He's definitely in the conversation. There's no doubt about that. But I just think he's been a little bit too hit and miss. He hasn't been part of a team that's won anything. And Ninković and Broich have been the absolute linchpin towards premiership and championship winning sides.
Yes. Yes. No, my limited knowledge of the A-League, I think Thomas Broich should be the one that's had the consistent success and delivered championships, premierships. Yep. So there you go. Anything else you want to tip the middle of, you know, a draw and anything else you want to go with? Or?
I've got a few splinters this morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Fantastic. 3.55, by the way, that draw, if you think Mossy is right with the Melbourne Victory up against Perth Glory. 3.10, the Glory. 2.20, the Melbourne Victory. It is a very important game for this A-League season. On you, Mossy.
As I said, Jimmy, I do like to give the listeners some value, so I'm going to tip a score draw, and I'm going to tip one all.
One all.
Okay.
So I might just add a little bit to the kitty.
There you go. And we will hold you to that next time we speak to you, which will be next Sunday. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your day. We'll speak then.
You too, guys. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your sport.
Oh, Mossy, well, nailed it.